Today's daf is Krisus daf Chav Ches, the last daf in Meseches Krisus. We are holding at the Mishnah on daf Chav Zayin and Beis, so we have a ways to go. It says the Mishnah on Chav Zayin and Beis, Mevin mehekdish kisva si'ira, mehekdish si'ira kisva. If a person was makdish money, a person's chayav a korban all of yori. So if he's wealthy, he brings either a kisva or si'ira. If he's a little less wealthy, he brings toran b'nei yona. He could bring bird karbanos. And if he's less wealthy than that, he's very poor, then he brings asira seifa, he brings a korban mincha. So let's say he designates money to bring a kisva, so he could use that money to bring a si'ira. He designates money to bring a si'ira, he could use that money to bring a kisva. That is a movement that it does not an up or down movement in terms of his wealth. That's side by side. Kisva si'ira, either one is the same. Umehektish kisva si'ira tarnu b'nei yona. But not only that, he can even bring, if he was makdish money for a kisva si'ira, he can use that to bring tarnu b'nei yona in certain circumstances, to bring birds instead of animals. Umehektish tarnu b'nei yona asiris ha'efa. And if he was makdish money to bring birds in certain circumstances, we're even going to allow him to bring a carbon mincha. Ketzad, how does that work? Hifrish the kisva l'si'ira, heni yavi oath. If he was mafrish money to bring kisva si'ira, and then he became poor, so he can instead use the money to bring an oath, and the rest of the money he could use for himself, because now he's poorer, he doesn't have to spend all that money on an animal. Heni yavi asira se'efa. If he becomes yet poorer, he could bring an asira se'efa. So because now he's dali dalus, now he could bring a karba mincha. Hifrish la asira se'efa. Similarly, in the reverse, if he was mafrish money for asira se'efa for karba mincha, because he was very poor, then he'eshir, then he gets a little wealthier. Yavi oaf. Now he's going to have to bring an oaf. He'eshir, he gets wealthier again. Yavi kisva la se'ira. Now he's going to have to bring either a kisva or a se'ira. He's going to have to bring a behema. So says Gemara Minan Emili. How do I know that this is true, that that even though you were mafresh money at a time when you had a certain financial standing, and then your finances change, that your chiyuv is going to change? Tan Rabbanan, we have a brisa darshins as follows. Mechataso, and alchataso. Quotes three different psukim. On the side, it relates to three different psukim. Vayikra Perakei Pasuk Vav, Perakei Pasuk Yud, and Perakei Pasuk Yud Gimel. First one, Vevias Hashem al Hashem al Chataso Asher Chata Nikeva Minatzon Kisvo Si'ira Sizim L'Chatas V'Chibra Lavakoyin Mechataso. That when it talks about bringing Kisvo Si'ira, it says Mechataso. And then just four psukim later, when it talks about bringing the birds, it says again Mechataso. And again, a few psukim later, when it talks about the Karban Mincha, it says Al-Chataso. So why does it Matamalomer? Why does it have to keep on saying Mechataso, Mechataso, Al-Chataso by all the different levels? So Minayin Ata Omer Shemivin Mehektish Kisva Si'ira, Umehektish Si'ira Kisva, Umehektish Kisva Si'ira Tarum Neyona, Umehektish Tarum Neyona Si'ira Se'efa. How do I know that if you were Makdish for one money, for one of these chiyuv, in one of these levels, that sometimes you're going to end up bringing at a different level? Ketzad, how does that work? Hifrish the kisva l'si'ira v'hani. For instance, you designate money with the intention of bringing an animal, and then he becomes poorer. Yavi oaf, so I'll bring an oaf. Ha'ani becomes even poorer. Yavi asir seifa, he brings an asir seifa. Hifrish asir seifa, and in the reverse, if he's mafrish an asir seifa, he's mafrish money for a karban mincha. Ve'hashir, and then he becomes wealthier. Yavi of. Ha'ashir becomes even wealthier. Yavi kisva seira, and now he's going to bring a behema. Hifrish kisva seira v'nistavu, if he's mafrish a kisva seira, and they develop a mum, imratza yavi b'dmei an oaf, if he wants, he's able to bring with their money an oaf. The Shita Mukbetas says Ratza, it takes out Imratza, I'm not sure why. Hifrish Oaf Nistaev Lo Yavi Bidama Vasiru Se'efa She'in Lo Oaf Pidyon. But if he's Mafrish an Oaf, and then the Oaf develops a Mum, he's not allowed to use the money of the Oaf to bring an Asiru Se'efa, to bring a Mincha, because there is no Pidyon for an Oaf. Meaning, up until now, what we've been talking about was we Mafrish money for a certain type of carbon, so now we said you could adjust it for any other type of carbon. But if you're actually mafresh an oaf itself, you actually have an oaf, so then that's not going to help anything. If it develops a mum doesn't pass by oafos, there's no pidyon by oafos, so it's not going to help. L'chei nemar mechataso al-chataso. That's why it says mechataso and al-chataso, to teach us that you can move your chiyuv based on your changing financial status. Visrach l'michtav mechatasau gabe kisvo seira, visrach l'michtav gabe oaf. And it needs to say mechatasau both by kisvo and seira and by oaf. The ikos of krabai gabe hektish kisvo seira, hava mina hifresh kisvo kime ani mehalin maos nachlinon al oaf denaisi oaf. I would have thought that yes, if you are designating money for a kisvo or a seira, and then you become poorer, so that money could become chulin instead on an oaf. The kisva va'ov tervayu mina damim ninhu. It makes sense that an oaf can substitute for a kisva seira because they're both mina damim. They're both blood karbanos. Aval asira se'efa delav mina damim ninhu. But a karban mincha and asira se'efa is not a blood karban. Ilokasiv krab mechataso gabe oaf. Had it not said mechataso in the context of oaf, hava amina ki mafresh mos lekino meani lo maisi asira se'efa. I would have thought that if you are mafresh money for an oaf and then you become poorer, that you're not allowed to use that money for an asira seifa because it's not a blood carbon. I instead would have thought that you are chayiv only the asira seifa, so you bring the asira seifa min beisei from other monies, and this money is yipal nadava. That's why the Torah had to dafka say the word mechataso when in the context of oaf. The memer de mehekdish to oaf nami maisi asiris haefa, to tell me that even from the hekdish of oaf you also bring an asiris haefa. So the shidum gretzah says in my taima ksiv al chataso gabe asiris haefa kimafresh maos la asiris haefa. Now it just goes weiter without, it just takes out the word vachi kamar. Kimafresh la asiris haefa vad maisi haashir. When you set aside money for the asiris haefa and you become wealthy before you bring it, no sefalein v'naisi oaf, so add a little more money to it and bring an oaf instead. Ha'ashir, you become a little wealthier, no sefalein v'naisi kisvo se'ira, so add a little more money and bring kisvo se'ira. My time, ksiv al-chato gabi ksiru se'efa, why does it say al-chato so by asiru se'efa? Dik ksiv al-chato so gabi oaf, had it said al-chato so by oaf, hava mina ki mafresh ma'us lekino v'hashir, hu demos v'alayinu maisi kisvo se'ira, the tervayu mina damninu. I would have said, yeah, by oaf, it says al-chataso to tell me that if you get a little wealthier, so you could bring an animal instead, because after all, an animal could take the place as oaf. They're both blood karbanos. Av'livrish mos asir seifa v'hashir, what's the girsa? V'hashir, halin de mafresh ilu hashir tuva naisi oaf, im hashir tuva naisi kisvo seira. Yeah, I would have thought that if you would designate money for an asira seifa, then you become wealthier. So yeah, you'll have to spend more money from outside on an oaf or on a kisvo seira. Those are mine damim, but you can't use the actual money that was designated originally for the asira seifa. Hachi kasav kraba adin chatos ba'ashirus v'dalos mechatoso v'gabe dali dalos al chatoso lemedrish kadamrin. And that's why it has to say by all three. Mechatoso by Behema, mechataso by oaf, al chataso by asiris haefa, to darshin that you can that the money can be adjusted for other karbanos based on fluctuating financial status of the individual who's chayiv the karban. So all of these drushas are based on those psukim. Notice there's no drusha to tell me that if you designate money for a kisva, you could bring a se'ira. That we don't have a drusha. That's a little strange. It's just that's not a movement in one direction or the other. I guess that's just svara. That my nafkamina, what difference does it make whether you bring a kisva or a se'ira, so you can just move from one to the other. Amar Blazer Amar Boshia, Mitami Mikdash Ashir. Let's say a person is Mitami Mikdash, meaning he does one of the averos for which he's chayiv in all of Yared, and he was an Ashir, so really he should have been Mafrish, he should have been Mafrish a Behema. Shehifrish Kan Likivsaso. But instead of a Kivsa, he designated a Kan, a bird carbon instead, which is a carbon ani. It's not the Dali Dalus, but it's the Dalus carbon. It's a carbon ani. Veheni, and then he became poor. for. Sometimes, you know, HaKadosh Baruch Hu has his plans for people who act poor. So then HaKadosh Baruch Hu says, that's the way you're going to act toward me. So maybe that's he gets what's coming to him. So he becomes poor. So Hol V'nidcha Yidcha, once the birds were puzzled to use as a carbon, when he was originally designated them, because at that time he was an Ashir, so these birds cannot be used as a carbon at all. At the time he was mafresh them, they weren't Ra'ui, so they're not Ra'ui at all. He's not allowed to use them now, even though now they fit his financial standing. We see three things from this statement of Rabbi Elazar Amar Boshia, and that is, number one, Shmamina Bali Chayim Nidachim. Number one, we see that a Bal Chai can be Nidcha, that a living animal can already have a din of Dichoy applied to a living animal. Number two, Ukedushas Damim Nidcha. An animal that only has Kedushas Damim, at the time that he was Maktish, this animal didn't have Kedushas Mizbech, it was only Hukdash Ledamav, because after all, he was an Ashir. So it wasn't Ra'ui to be brought on the Mizbech, so all it had is Kedushas Damim, and still that's enough to be doche it from being brought on the Mizbeach in the future. And number three, v'dichoy me'ikara havidichoy, that in order for something to be nidche, it doesn't have to be nirav nidche. It doesn't have to be ra'ui and then rejected. It could even be dichoy me'ikara. It could even be something that was rejected from its from its inception. And that's enough to be considered real dichoy. That's the svara the Gemara has in Masech Sukkah when it talks about dichoy by Ahadas, by the Dalet Minim. So the svara is that nirav v'nidcha is much more mistaver to be dichoy than dichoy me'ikara. Because nirav v'nidcha is an active rejection. It's taking something that was acceptable and we're actively going out of our way to reject it and say that we are pasling it's no longer acceptable. Whereas dichoy me'ikara, it was not an active rejection. It's just something that was never ra'ui to begin with. So even dichoy me'ikara is dichoy. It's a chiddush that, and obviously nir v'nidcha would be dichoy, but even dichoy me'ikara is considered dichoy. That's the third chiddush we derive over here. So, in fact, the Gemara on Rav Oshia, Masiv Rav Ukva Bar Chama, Hamafresh Nekeva Lepischo. What if a person designates a Nekeva, a female animal, for his Karban Pesach, which is no good? So, Kodma Pesach, if it's before Pesach, Tirach it to stave, let it graze until it develops a mum, vitimacher, sell it, viavi b'demeh, Pesach, and use that money and buy a real carbon Pesach, a viable carbon Pesach. Yolda Zachar, if that female gives birth to a male offspring, Yirach Yistayiv, let it graze until it develops a mum, viyimacher, viyavi b'dam of Pesach, and bring with its money a carbon Pesach, with the money you get for the carbon Pesach. But notice what you don't do. You don't say, just take that animal itself and use it as the carbon Pesach. You have to sell it and bring from its money carbon Pesach. Rashi writes, Yolda afilu Zachar, Yira demikach kedusha duchuyaba. That zachar comes from a kedusha duchuya of its mother. So since the mother's kedusha was duchuya, and that's where the offspring gets its kedusha from, it's also duchuya. Whereas Rabbi Shimon Omer, hu atzma yikrav Pesach. Rabbi Shimon says, no, it itself can be brought as a Pesach. The male offspring of this carbon, this nekeva that was so fresh for the Pesach, can itself be brought as a carbon Pesach. What do you see from Rabbi Shimon? Shemamina balichayim and nidachim. You see from Rabbi Shimon that balichayim are not nidachim. Otherwise, we would have said that this is nidche. It comes from a kedusha duchuya. So we have a raya from Rabbi Shimon that Rav Oshia is incorrect. Rav Oshia wanted to say that balichayim can be nidche from the fact that you designate bird karbanos at a time where you're chayiv animal karbanos, and then you go down in financial standing, and now you're only chayiv bird karbanos, that it's nidcha. So we see over here that according to Rabbi Shimon, Bali Chaim are not nidcha. So the one issue that the Rishonim are very bothered by, tells us in a number of places in Shas, and Shita Mukbetzos over here, is bothered by, is we're asking a kasha on Rabbi Elazar Amar Boshia from the sheet of Rabbi Shimon, where we see that Bali Chaim are not nidcha. But the sheet of Rabbi Shimon comes up in the context of a machlokas with the Chachamim, where the Chachamim say that the zachar, the male offspring, cannot be brought as Karban Pesach. Why? Because it's nidcha. Because Bali Chaim are nidcha. So how about instead of asking a kasha from the sheet of the Das Yachid of Rabbi Shimon on Rabbi Elazar and Rabbi Oshia, how about bringing a raya to Rabbi Elazar and Rabbi Oshia from the sheet of the Chachamim? Meaning, Adrab, it's not a kasha. It should be a raya from the sheet of the Chachamim, from the majority opinion of the Chachamim. So this is dealt with by Tosos in a couple of places, in Shas, Tosos in Kiddushin, Adav Zayin and Beis, in Zvach Mandafa, Yud Beis, in Tmura, Dafcha Vavan Beis. So Tosos in Kiddushin and in Temura are metarets that really we find in a lot of Mishnayos Mufurashos that there's dichoy by Kedushas Damim, and it's just the Kedushas Damim of Rabbi Oshia is different than all other Kedushas Damim that we have throughout Shas. Every other time where we have Kedushas, in all other places, Kedushas Damim means where you have Kedushas Haguf without Kedushas Hakrava, meaning the Damim is Kadosh Lemizbeach. It's something that's really designated for the Mizbeach, but for whatever reason, you can't be makrifit on the Mizbeach. So we say over there there's dichoy. Since sof kol sof, it's chal kedushas damim. Rabbi Oshia is talking about by oaf, where there's no kedushas haguf at all. It's purely kedushas damim mamish, and still he's saying dichoy. So the Gemara asks on that shita from Rabbi Shimon, who holds that you mafresh in the cave of Lepischo and it gives birth, that the vlad is karav pesach. Rabbi Shimon l'shitaso holds by Tamura that anything that's not roi legufo is not chalul of kedushas haguf. So it turns out that the Kedushas Damim, that there is Kedushas Damim Mamish on the mother, and it's Muchach that Kedushas Damim Mamish doesn't have a din of Dichui against Rabbi Oshia. But the Chachamim wouldn't be any Raya. The Chachamim, who are Cholik on Rabbi Shimon, hold that there's no, that the Vlad is not brought as a Karm Pesach. It's not a Raya to Rabbi Oshia, because the Chachamim hold that even if it's not Roy Lugufei, it still has a certain sense of Kedushas Aguf. It's not Kedushas Damim Mamish. And that's why it has a din of Dichui, because it has some level of Kedushas Aguf. That's not a Raya to Rabbi Oshia, where it's Mamish Kedushas Damim, that it would have a din of Dichui. So that's why, instead of bringing a Raya from the Chachamim, we ask it as a Kasha on Rabbi Shimon. Okay, so says the Gemara, what's Taka the Teretz? So Amid Ber Rabbi Oshia, Ki Aminu, the Rabban and the Rabbi Shimon, Sfirlei Bali Chayim and Nidach. He said, nah, anyway, I was only going like the Rabban of Rabbi Shimon. I wasn't saying that my Shita was supposed to fit Rabbi Shimon. I was saying my Shita was supposed to fit the Rabban of Rabbi Shimon. Again, the Rabban of Rabbi Shimon may not be a Raya, but at least he fits with the Rabban of Rabbi Shimon. Vahagrala Inam HaKevis. Another thing we happen to see in a similar context is Hagrala Inam HaKevis. So that when it comes to the Seol HaShem, Seol HaZazel, and they do the Hagrala on Yom Kippur to determine which Seir goes where, so that's not Ma'akev the entire procedure. What does it have to do with us? Absolutely nothing. But in the Brisa that we're going to quote, where it mentions the issue of Dichui, it also mentions the issue of Hagrala. So that's why we mention it over here. Titanya, like we have a Brisa. Meis Echad Mehen, when if one of them dies, meaning the Seol HaShem or Seol HaZazel, one of them dies, Mevi Chavero Shaloba Hagrala Div Rebbe Shimon. Rebbe Shimon holds, you could just bring the other one, you don't need to do a Hagrala. Alma Kasavar Bali Chayim Eina Nidachin V'Hagrala Eina Makeva. So from that discussion about Hagrala, about one of the Seirim dying, you see Rabbi Shimon holds two things. First of all, you see Bali Chayim are not Nidcha, because as soon as one of them dies, the other one can no longer be used, right now, at this moment, can no longer be used for its purpose, right, for one of the Seirim in the Avodas Yom HaKippurim. But as soon as you designate another animal to take its partner's place, so now it comes back, it's able to be used again. Obviously, it wasn't Nidcha. If you held Bali Chayim or Nidcha, so then you wouldn't be able to use the original surviving Seir for the Avodas Yom HaKippurim. You also see that Hagrala is not Ma'akev, because when you designate a new one, you're not doing a Hagrala, you're just taking a new one in its place. Now this idea that the issue of Hagrala, Salvechik discusses in the first Harei Kedem, Simon Ayin Gimel, quotes a Rambam in Perek Gimel of Hilchos Avodas Yom HaKippurim, Halacha Gimel, how they would do the Hagrala. Tarf Bakalpi, Vehela Shnei Hagrala, B'Shtei Yodov, L'Shem Shnei HaSeirim, takes the two lots in his two hands for the two Seirim, Upaseach Yodov, he opens his hands, Imshal Shem Ala B'Yemino, Haskan Omer Lo, Ishikon Gadol Hag B'Yemincha, etc. V'Nosin Shnei Hagrala, Shneim, they call out which one came on which girl came out on which animal. He puts it on the animals. If he didn't do it, so it's not ma'akev, but he lacks the mitzvah of agrala. Sha'anach a mitzvah sheina ma'akeves. The placement of the garolos on the animal is not ma'akev at all. It's a mitzvah. It's not ma'akev. Hagrala is ma'akev, says the Rambam. Afal pi she'ena avoda. Even though Hagrala is not an avoda, and lefichach hanacha kshira bizar, so the hanacha could be done by a zar, because it's just stam a mitzvah. Va'alias hagrolos minakalpi psula bizar, but actually doing the hagrala is pasul bizar. even though it's not an avoda, but because it's ma'akev, it's possible zar. So what is it? What is the hagrala? So Soloveitchik explains, umavur mizeh, deshak levitari yuzu, imhagrala ma'akevus o eina ma'akevus. The whole discussion in the sugyas in Yuma, whether hagrala is ma'akev or not ma'akev, eina plukta ba'alma imhagrala ma'akevus b'kiyum shal shnei asi'irim. It's not stama machlokes, whether hagrala is ma'akev in the shnei asi'irim. Eli yisoda nidonhu, the real issue of whether Hagrala is Ma'akev is an issue of what's Koveya, the Shem Si'ir LaHashem and the Shem Si'ir LaHazazel. Is it the Hagrala and the Aliyas Hagrolos Me'akalpi that's Koveya, that's what determines what's the Si'ir LaHashem or the Si'ir LaHazazel? Oh, shekriyas Hashem shel asirim b'peh al yidei kohen gadol kovaas. No, the hagrol is a show that's done that makes it more of a procedure. But the real koveya of the shame is when you are kore shame, when you say this one's Lashem, this one's Azazel. That's the ultimate koveya. If you hold hagrol is not ma'akev, so the ma'isa hagrol is a mitzvah bi'alma. The ma'isa hagrol is not koveya anything. It's a mitzvah bi'alma. The kviya ha'asi'irim is done al yidei peh v'aso chatas. If you hold hagrol is ma'akev, so it's only through hagrol are you mekayim v'aso chatas, and that's what's koveya the kedusha the shnei si'irim. That's what's behind this issue of whether hagrol is ma'akev or not. Okay, weiter. Amar Rav Chista. Eina kinin misparshos ella iba lekichas bailim iba asiyas kohen. When a person is chayiv to bring a kan of birds, a set of birds, one for a chatos, one for an ola, so their designation is not determined except for two stages where there's the possibility of which one is the chatos, which one's the ola, being determined either at the point of purchase when the bailim buys one animal l'shem an ola, the other one l'shem a chatos. So that's it. It's determined. It's set in stone. It cannot be changed at any later time. The Kohen's not allowed to change it. Or if the Bailim didn't determine it at the time that he bought it, so then at the SCS Kohen, the Kohen at the can use one for an Ola, one for a Chatas, and that will be the Koveya. So the Kohen can determine it at the time of the Asiyas HaKarban. But nothing in between is going to determine which one is a Chatos, which one is an Ola. Meaning, if at the time of the Lekichas Bailim he didn't determine anything, so later being Kore Shem is not going to lock the Kohen into doing one way or the other. The Kohen, there are only two points in time where you can determine which one is a Chatos, which one is an Ola. Amar Rav Sim Barashi, my time is Rav Chis. So where does Rav Chis get this from? Dechsiv, V'lachash Sarim, va'asa ha-kohen. Pasuk says, v'lacha and va'asa, so it's all b'lekichas bailim, all b'asiyas kohen. Those are the two possibilities. So Gemara is going to challenge this. Meisvei, va'asa u'chatas, ha-goral o'seu chatas. The goral makes it a chatas. Ve'in Hashem o'seu chatas. The kriyas Hashem does not make it a chatas. Ve'in kohen o'seu chatas. And the kohen does not make it a chatas. This is talking about the si'irim. She'yachal v'alo dinu, so I might have thought that you could have a kavul chomer, u'b'ma b'makom shlo kidesh ha-goral kidesh Hashem. In general, when you don't need goral, meaning every other cupboard in the world besides the Seol Hashem, Seol HaZazel, when you don't need Gorolos, Kriyas Shem, Kidesh Hashem is Mekadesh, Makom Sheikadesh HaGorol, so where Gorolos are Mekadesh, Enudin Sheikadesh Shem, where there's more avenues to be Mekadesh, I would think for sure Shem should be Mekadesh. Tam Lomer Vasal Chatas, HaGorolos Seol Chatas, Vein Hashem Seol Chatas. So that's why it says Vasal Chatas, that only the Gorol makes it a Chatas, the Shem will not make it a Chatas. But Katani Shem Dumi the Goral. We make this comparison between being Kore Shem and a Goral. Ma Goral lav bilkicha v'lav basia, af Hashem nami lav bilkicha v'lav basia. So doesn't that indicate that just like a Goral is not at the time of the Lekicha, nor is it at the time of Asiya, so when we're suggesting that all other Karbanos, including a Kan, will have its Kedusha determined by Shem, doesn't it mean a Shem that's neither at the Shas Lekicha nor at the Shas Asiya? So don't you see, you can be Kore Shem of which one is the Chatos, which one is the Yola, even not at the Shas Lekicha, not at the Shas Asiya, a Kashan Rav Chista, Samar Rav Hachikomer. No, you have to build Rav Chista into the Kal V'Chomer. The Kal V'Chomer should read like this. Uma b'makom shlo kidesh hagoral va'afilu b'lekichas bailim v'asiyas kohen kidesh Hashem I b'lekichas bailim v'asiyas kohen. If in a case where a goral won't work, like by every other carbon, even during those two critical junctures of time where normally the Kedusha would be Chal. So Kanche Kaddish HaGorol Shalobel Kicha V'Shalob Asiya, so by the Si'irim, where the Gorol is going to be Mekaddish even not at those two periods of time, Eino Din Shei Kaddish HaShem Ibel Kicha Ibay Asiya, so the Shem should be Mekaddish at least at those two points in time. Tam Lom V'Asau Chatas HaGorol Asayu Chatas V'Ein HaShem Asayu Chatas. So that's why it says V'Asau Chatas, that by the Si'irim it's only the Gorol Shem won't work, but you have to build into the Kal V'Chomer that when does Shem work? Only Lekicha or Basia, but not at any other time in between. So we challenge again, Meisvei, another Kasher of Chista. Mitami Mikdash Ani, Shehifrish Mos Lekino, Veheeshir. Let's say you have a person who's Mitami Mikdash, he's Chayav Karbonol of Yored, and he's an Ani, and he designates money for his Kan, for birds, and then he gets rich. And after he gets rich, he says, yeah, this bird is going to be my chatas, this one's going to be my ola. But he's not chayiv birds anymore. Now he's chayiv to bring an animal, because now he's rich. So he has to add in more money and bring his animal from the money that was designated for the chatas, the money that he had set aside for the chatas, but he's not allowed to use the money set aside for the bird ola to help pay for the kisvor si'ira that he's now going to have to bring. But over here, it wasn't at the shas l'kicha, he hadn't purchased anything, it wasn't at the shas asiya, and it says that he brings from dmei chatas, not midmei olasa. Sounds like the kedusha was set, that it was already set in stone, which one was chatas, which one was ola, but it wasn't shas l'kicha, nor was it shas asiya. So it's a kashan Rav Chista. So Rav Sheshes, v'tizbra masnisa matkanta, what, you think that brisa is an accurate brisa? Tani v'heshir v'achar kach omar. That brisa anyway is flawed. There's a problem over there, because it says he becomes wealthy and then he says which one is for his chatas, which one is for an ola. V'amal b'zor roshi matam mikdash asher shevi karbonani lo yatsa. If he's an asher ready and he tries to designate a karbonani, it doesn't work at all. So how could he be koveya, one is a chatas, one is an ola, after he's already an asher? So you have to say that he said this already at the time when he was still poor. So you have to say the same thing when it comes to being koveya the shame. When was he koveya the shame? At the time that he was initially mafreshed at the lekichas bailim. So it is at one of those two critical junctures. So to fix and change around that brisa works if you hold that the brisa is untenable the way it is. But what if you hold you are yotzei when you're an usher that brings a carbon ani? So now you don't have to fix the brisa. It could be that achar kach he said it. So now what are you going to say? So tani va'achar kach lokach v'yamar. So then you have to say that he designated its kedusha in the word lokach at the shas l'kicha, so to make it fit with Rav Chista. Period. Meisvei mitzora ani shevi karbon asher yotze. Mitzora, who's poor, brings a karbon asher, is yotze, meaning to jump up a level, he's yotze. Asher shevi karbon ani lo yotze. But to go down a level below your means, you're not yotze. So this isn't a kasha on Rav Chista. It's not a third kasha on Rav Chista. Now we're just challenging this sheet of Rav Chag on Rav Oshia that we just quoted in the last line, that if you want, if you're rich and you bring a poor carbon, you're still yotze. So you see over here, you're not. So Amalach shiny gabi mitzora demiat rachman azos. No, by mitzora you have to bring the one you're slotted to bring. It's Torah says zos to tell me that you're locked into that. So if that's the case, then even a mitzora ani who goes up a level shouldn't be yotze. Zos, you're locked in. So the aiha hadrakra toras. No, but the Torah also has a riboy in the word toras to tell me that you're not so locked in. You can bring a little more. Vatanya, and the brisa supports this. Toras, it's a benichus over here. Toras l'rabos mitzora ani shevi karbon asher yatza. Toras comes to teach us that a mitzora ani who goes beyond his means and brings a karbon asher is yotze. Yachal afilu asher shevi karbon ani she yatza. Tamal omar zos. I might have thought the reverse also, that you go beneath your means that you'd be yotze. No, that's why it says zos, that you're at least locked in to bring according to your means. So frak the gemara v'leilif minei. Why can't we use mitzora as the paradigm? Learn from Mitzora that anyone who goes beneath their means is not Yotze. Why does Rav Chag Amar Boshia think that if you go beneath your means, you are Yotze? So Amakra, V'imdal Who ve'ein yado maseges mitzaru hu da'asher shevi karbonani hu de lo yatsa. With the word who, the pasuk is telling us that it's dafka by a mitzaru that we have this din that if you go beneath your means, you're not yotze. Av matame mikdash asher shevi karbonani yatsa. But if another person who's chayv nol of yari like a matame mikdash who's an asher and brings a karbonani, so such a person is definitely yotze. According to Rav Chaga Am Rav Oshia, Sefer Achinuch in mitzvah kuf chav gimel writes imhu ani vehevi kisvo siira lo yatsu yidei chavaso. Unbelievable chiddush against the Gemara. It sounds like it says if you're poor and you bring a carbon above your means, you're not yotze. And the reason he says, because once HaKadosh Baruch Hu had rachmanus on you and patted you, it's not right to be dochik yourself to bring more than you can afford. Unbelievable that it's inappropriate. He says, "Ubze yikne kol maven etza the bilti asos hotzaus biyosim in arayilo." Every intelligent person should realize that you're not allowed to spend beyond your means, and this halacha teaches you that. Harayilo l'fima mono ki bosim aligzolos abrios kishem vakish l'mudavei nemotzei. Because ultimately, if you spend beyond your means, you're going to end up being dishonest in the way you make your money because you're going to have this desperate need for money to keep on spending beyond your means. It's a great message, but the halacha that he bases it on, where does he get that from? Min Chaschinuch doesn't know. He says it sounds like it's against the Gemara. The Mishnah at the end of the Gemara sounds lehepach, that you're allowed to spend beyond your means. So that's what the Archonim all try to work it out to say that maybe there's a difference between the Mitzorah versus the other Mitame Mikdash. So the Mitzorah Ashir can bring an Ola Nechatas, so Mitzorah Ani is Chayv Mekra Din Shtei Sorah Mishnei B'Neyona for an Ola Nechatas is Yotze when he brings a carbon Ashir. But maybe by the other, by Mitame Mikdash and others, maybe it would be different. So that's the Semes, Samsof, but they all work along that Chilik, that maybe it's a difference between Mitzorah and others. Last mission of the Masechta. Rabbi Shimon Omer, Kvasim Kodmin Asi'izim B'Kol Makom. Most of the times in the Torah, when it mentions Kvasim and Izim, it always says Kvasim before Izim. Yachum Neshem Lucharmeim Saim. I think that that's because Kvasim are better than Izim. Tamalomar Vim Keves Yavi Karbonal Lechatas. That's why it says in Keves Melamit Shishneim Shkulin, to teach that they're both equal. Torin Ukodmin B'nei Yona B'Kol Makom. Typically speaking, throughout the Torah, Torin come before B'nei Yona when we mention both of them. Yachum Neshem Lucharmeim Saim. I think that means that Torin are better than Bnei Yona. Tamalomar, that's why the pasuk says Uben Yona Otor Lechatas. So it says Ben Yona first before it says Torim in that one place. Melamit Shishnei Shkulin, to tell me that the two are the same. It's similar to Rashi and Chumash, where that one place where it says Aaron before Moshe, right? So Rashi says, why does it normally says Moshe before Aaron? Why does it say Aaron before Moshe? To be Melamit that they're Shkulin, that they're equal. So that's the kasha. Everyone asks on the Rashi and Chumash, what do you mean they're equal? Lo Kam Yisrael Kamosha Od. It's one of the Yikari Amunah, that there was no Navi like Moshe Rabbeinu. So you have to say, no, they're not equal in Nevuah, they're equal in Sitkus, they're equal in fulfilling their potential. But a similar idea to how it says over here, that in one place it will say it in a different order to show you that they're really equal. Ha'av kodem la'im b'kal makom, typically speaking, it always mentions the father before the mother. Yachm neshu kibarav kodem al kibareim. I might think that that's because kibarav is more important than kibareim. Tam lomer ish imo vavitiro. Melamit shishneim shkulin. That's why it says aim first in one place, tell you that they're both equal. Avlomer chacham ha'av kodem la'im b'kal. But there is a certain preference to the father when the parents are married, because the mother also has a chiyuv to be mechabed the father. So therefore, if mother says get me a glass of water and father says get me a glass of water, and they are still married to each other, where the mother still has a chiyuv kibud, so then you get the father a glass of water first. But if they're no longer married, then it's equal. The Gemara says you put it down in between them and you hope for the best. Or according to one sheet, according to the other sheet, you do whichever one you want. V'chein b'talmud Torah. Im zacha ben lefnei harav, harav kodem es ha'av b'kol makom, m'nei shehu v'aviv chayav m'kavod rabo. By Talmud Torah also, if the rav would come before the father, typically speaking, because both the father and the son are chayav in the kavod of the rav. There's a stir in the Rambam. The Rambam in Hilchos Talmud Torah, in Parakei Halacha Aleph, writes that Rabbo Kodem La'aviv, but if his father is a Chacham, even though he's not quite the Chacham that the Rebbe is, the Yirmeshev the Aveda of the father before Yirmeshev the Aveda of the Rebbe. However, in Hilch Kzeil V'Aveda, Parak Yud Beis Halacha Beis, the Rambam writes that only if the father is equal to the Rebbe does the father come before the Rebbe, but if he's not Shakel like the Rebbe, he's not equal to the Rebbe, even though he's a great Talmud Chacham and he's wonderful, still the Rebbe would come first. So it's a stira in the Rambam. So the Lechem Mishnah Hilchas Miyashev, that in Hilchas Gezela, the Rambam is talking about where you have the ability to be Meshev one Aveda, either your father's or your Rebbe's. So that's what we say, only if your father's equal to your Rebbe does your father go instead of your Rebbe. In Hilchas Talmud Torah, he's talking about where you're going to be able to be Mekayim both of them. It's just a question of which one comes first. If it's both of them, it's just a question of which one comes first. So then, even if the father's not equal to the Rebbe, the father would come before the Rebbe. Okay, says the Gemara. Tan Rabbanan, Dal Tzvach Tzavch Azara. There are four cries that the Azara cries out. Tzvach Achas Hotziu Mikan Bnei Eli Chafni Pinchas Shetumas Eichel. One, it cried out to get rid of Chafni and Pinchas, the sons of Eli. They were Metame the Heichel. Navi says all sorts of terrible things that they did. Chazal tempered a little bit, so it wasn't quite as bad as the Navi made it sound. But whatever it is, they don't belong there. Tzavcha shniya pisku sharim v'ichanes Yochanan ben Advai talmidu shal pinkai v'yimali kresu mekatshe shemayim. Allow this man to come in and fill his stomach with katshe shemayim. He's someone who used to host Kohanim at his table all the time, and he was mechabid katshe shemayim by making these great feasts with katshe shemayim to feed the Kohanim. Amral ben Advai shayochal arba sa gozolos bikinyoch sude. They would use four sa of nice birds just for dessert in his house. That's how large the feasts were. Amru kal yam of Lohay Noser Bazara, and throughout his entire days, there was never Noser in the Azara because there was never anything left over. He made these huge feasts for the Kohanim. They were able to eat everything up. There was never Noser. So it was a great Kiddush Hashem. That was a good cry. That was a good thing that he used to do. Savcha Shlishis, third cry that it would cry out, Su'u Sharm Rashechem, V'yikanes Elishama ben Pichai, Talmido Shal Pinchas, V'yishamish Bekuna Gedola. Allow Elishama ben Pichai, the Talmud of Pinchas, to serve as a Kohen Gadol. Savcha Revi, again, a nice cry. Savcha Revius, a fourth cry, Pisku Sharm Votsiu Yisachar Ish Kfar Barkai, Shemechabed Atzmum Vaza Kadche Shemaim. A fourth cry, get rid of Yisachar Ish Kfar Barkai, who honors himself and is Mivaza Kadche Shemaim. How so? May have a Ovid. What did he do that honored himself and was Mivaza Kadche Shemaim? Have a Karach Shirai Yal Yade, Vava Ovid Avoda. He would wrap cloth around his hands while he did the Avoda, as if to say, I don't want to get my hands dirty doing the Avoda, so he put on gloves to do the Avoda. So so what happened to him in the end? This Kohen who decided to do the Avoda wearing gloves because the Kachim was beneath his dignity to get his hands dirty with Kachim. So what happened to his hands? Yane Malkal Malchus Aviyasun. Once the story happened that Yane HaMelech and his wife, the queen, were sitting around talking about things that kings and queens talk about, I guess. Malcha Amar Gadya Yai, Umalchus Amar Imra Yai. They were arguing what's a nicer animal, a goat or a sheep. So the king said the goat is nicer, the queen said a sheep is nicer. So Amru Neshali Sachrish Kfar Barkai the Kohen Gadol. They said, why don't we go ask the Kohen Gadol the Kimle Kedera? He knows because he's always dealing with all these sorts of animals. Let's go ask him. So Shailuhu, they went and they asked him. Amru Le Igadya Yasik Litmida. He said, look, if the Gedi was better, then it would be used as the Karban Tamid, and it's not. So the queen is obviously right. So it's not that they wanted him to decide the dispute. So that was okay. But Bahadi Da Amar Achve Biyade, while he was saying that, while he was deciding in favor of the queen, he sort of dismissed the king with his hand. He made some sort of gesture with his hand to show that the king is an idiot. So Amar Lohun Malka Hol V'Achti Biyadi Kotz Liyadi Diyamina. So the king said, he waves his hand at me, let's cut off that right hand that waves dismissively at me. Yav Shochta Katsio Liyadi Smala. So he sent someone to cut off the guy's right hand, and the Kohen gave a bribe to the guy who was supposed to cut off the hand, said, please cut off my left hand instead. And he bribed him to cut off his left hand. Shama Malka, Amr Liktsunami Liyadi Dimina. The king heard that the left hand was cut off and not the right hand. Said, no, I ordered the right hand to be cut off. I want his right hand cut off as well. So Amr Rav Yosef, Brich Rachman, Shakli, Sakhrish, Farbakai, Limitraf say that, blessed is HaKadosh Baruch Hu, who cut off both hands of this man. He deserves what he got because he was so protective of those precious hands that they shouldn't be dirtied by Kadosh Shemayim. Amar Vashiv Lava Tani Lei Detanan Kvasim Kadun Leizim Bekal Makom Yachol Neshem Uvcharin Tam Lomrim Keves Mlamit Shishneim Kulin Kachas. He also got it wrong. I mean, our Mishnah says that the two are equal, that it's not that one is better than the other. So he's not Maritz also. Ravina Amar Afilu Mikranami Lo Kara. He didn't even read the pasuk either. Dechsivim keves imeis. It says im keves imeis. So he didn't know anything. He was completely incorrect. So the pasuk itself sounds like they're completely shkulim. Amar Blazar, since we always like to end the Masechta on a good note, so Amar Blazar, Amar Chanina, Tamidicham Mar Mshalom Balam, Shnemer of Chal Banaich, Lumudi Hashem Rav Shalom Banaich, Haltikre Banaich, Ala Banaich, Tamidicham add peace in this world. Pasuk says Chal Banaich, Lumudi Hashem, and we say Rav Shalom Banaich, we say no, it's not the Banaich, it's Bonaich, Tamidicham will build up the world, add peace into the world. Hadron Lacham Eviashom, Sligalam Sachs Krisus, Hashem tomorrow, what is it, Meila? You start Meila, okay.